gentlemen, this is Hawk coming to you live. It's 1-18-2021. It's Thursday night. And I'll tell you what, man, Brother Quail put out a podcast today. That's good on his Quail 2, QPiles 2.0. If you don't get that, go to stevequail.com and click on QPiles 2.0. And also, I wanted to tell you something. If you have not seen on Vimeo yet, V-I-M-E-O, or if you have not ordered Steve's DVD for Megadrop, The Annihilation of the Human Race Accelerates, I'm going to tell you, that is one of the best produced films that I've seen, and this is something that you could show to anybody, and they would then begin to understand weather warfare and quake warfare and all of that kind of thing. They would understand it. They would see what's going on. They would see how droughts can be and floods can be created and all of it. So I'm going to tell you, go to stevequail.com, click on the Mega Drought, and you can order the Vimeo to see it right away, or you can order the DVDs, which should be coming up pretty quick. And I'm going to tell you, I was watching the different things there, and it's quite interesting. I was watching Dwayne Wigginton was on that in a portion there at the beginning, and it's quite interesting is that the type of things they use in the chemtrails or the contrails, they used to call them contrails, but that was condensation, but the chemtrails or the particle trails or whatever you want to call them now, of course, they had aluminum oxide and barium oxide. They had rose quartz in the past. They had polymers, all kind of things like that. Well, now he is talking about that they're also using, isn't this interesting, graphene, as in like the graphene oxide that also happens to be in the spike backs, okay? So if you got graphene coming down in the chemtrails, then that must mean we're getting more of it, inhaling more of it right from the air as they're spraying the crap over above you. So then as they utilize the RF, the radio frequencies, the electromagnetic stuff, to zap an area to create a defense area in when they zap it and zap the particles up there, so then they're then able to make a visible on screen. They can make it into a holographic kind of a space on their screens to then use it to control anything in the airspace and that kind of stuff, or to do controls on you. So I found it very interesting that graphene is one of the new things they're using up above, and that's also in the vax. Isn't that kind of interesting? All right. So get that, because that is an incredible movie, Megadrought by Steve Quail, The Annihilation of the Human Race Continues, Water Wars, all kind of stuff. And if you read the papers today and you take a look at it, or you saw on different websites, Steve may have posted. I don't know. Let's see. Let me check that out. There's a California, Nevada, and Colorado, and Arizona are all having a big powwow about the water on the Colorado River. All right, and who's going to get it? And what's going to do? Well, I'm going to tell you right now. You had better start storing if you are in the drought areas, or even if you're not. Start storing water in the water blocks where you stack them up, or if you get the, I have 55-gallon blue food-grade drums for the water. You can get the oxygen stuff, the to put into it, the Aeroba 7 and that kind of thing that will keep anything from growing in it, kill the germs and stuff in it for 5 years. You can keep adding stuff every year if you want. And then I would still, though, even if I've stored it, run it through a Berkey water purification system with the black Berkey filter. So anyway, you had better start storing water anywhere you can in the United States, even if you just get a couple more cases of bottled water and keep those. If you get food-grade jugs where they're not, you know, bad plastic, get those and you can put regular water in them. And if you could filter that first, that would be good too, all right? But you can put water in them. You can put a few drops of bleach. You need to look up the formula for how many drops of unscented Clorox you would put in it to keep it that way. Or you could add different things. You can utilize the, when you drink water, there's all kind of stuff, the different iodine treatments, the different halazone tablets. There's all kind of stuff you do. But my best thing to tell you is to store water as much as you can, and have a source of water nearby that you could go to and utilize buckets or water cans where you got a cap on them, and take it and, you know, put a pole or something around your neck and take two of them down and get some of that, or get your ATV or use your horse and buggy, or use your kitty cart, your little red wagon, and go down there and get some water. But always remember, when you go to the watering hole, that's where the predators are also at. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you what. At the Merck Lab in Philadelphia, they found some of the old vials, okay? Now, I was told, allegedly, by Dr. Leonard Horowitz, and then also reading his book and looking at different DVDs. Let's see. Let me see his. I've got that right over here. I'm going to reach up and look at this, because if you can ever find any of these, you should listen to them. The Nazi American Biomedical Warfare Connection by Horowitz and Emery. Or the virus makers of the CIA, Biowarfare Forum. And that also had Cantwell, Horowitz, Haslin, Nicholson, and Emery on that. And you start to lean on all that stuff. And I've met Garth Nicholson in the past, talked to him before myself, as well as Dr. Lynn Horowitz on several occasions in the past years. And quite frankly, Merck, allegedly, Merck was one of the companies that Bormann, who had control of all the big Nazi billions after Hitler went to Argentina, and they were had different sections of it down there, invested in those companies and things down there. Well, Bormann allegedly was buying stocks to make the Fourth Reich in the future coming. And at that period of time, he had, in Germany, they had IG Farben, which was huge. It was the largest conglomerate in the world. It was bigger than Standard Oil, but Standard Oil owned a lot of its stock. And then IG Farben owned a lot of Standard Oil stock, actually more Standard Oil stock than the Rockefellers, Standard Oil, owned of their stock. But when they disbanded IG Farben, you had still have four or five of the largest chemical companies in the world are still coming out of that particular thing. Herxt, there's a whole bunch of them. I mean, AGPA, yeah, I mean, it's just all kind of different stuff. So anyway, I'm not going to get into that. You look it up, all right? You look it up. So right now, I would like to tell you that at Merck, allegedly, was going to be, because it was allegedly the ones running our, the United States' bioweapons program during World War II, allegedly, during World War II, Merck, allegedly. Although, I think it was a different name then. They called it Merck Sharp and Dome or something like that back then, or whatever it was, but that was the ones running our, the U.S. government's, allegedly bioweapon program. And so they invested in that, and then also in different chemical companies in the United States, like Allegedly, Borman and them invested in Dow and DuPont and a whole lot of them because they felt that chemicals would drive the new world and the whole future, which it did, okay? And the petrochemical business and the oil business and then the chemicals and all of that, that's been from the 40s, 50s, 60s on up, all right, 70s, 80s. And now, Red China Joe, though, he wants to get rid of all the oil companies and gas companies, and he's hired, trying to hire the Russian, Soviet, a woman to be the head of the currency, comptroller of the currency and Treasury Department, and she wants to get rid of all banks and give all your money that's in your bank, give it to the Federal Reserve, and then they will give you what you need every month, comrade. You don't you know? Of course, you're on the special list, like Red China Joe might be. Well, then he might have $1.45 billion and still getting more for Hunter, you know? Because Hunter's such a great artist. And it ain't only that. They're getting it from all over the city. They just put it in the bank accounts and go. So this is all getting to be a bought and paid for destruction of the United States. So when you see water, though, the water wars, and when you see, like at Merck, allegedly, and outside in Philadelphia there, outside in Pennsylvania, and their thing, somebody found some in the freezer. Well, I remember this years ago that in another facility they found some smallpox vaccines in the freezer, okay? And so this finding them in the freezer again, and they're telling you, oh, well, the guy who found them, he was wearing suitable gloves and Tyvek suits and, you know, space suits and all that stuff, so he didn't catch it. Well, but now what did Bill Gates talk about here recently? Oh, there's going to be a terrorist attack and using in 10 different places using smallpox, okay? Well, it looks like possibly, in some people's opinions, allegedly, they've got enough of the smallpox vax that they could trot some of it out for some of the terrorists, okay? Oh, yes, trot it out for the Iranians or for the Red Chinese or the Hootenannies or whoever. Now, isn't that interesting also, though? Because I'm going to tie this in with something else I've been talking about. Remember I tipped you and gave you the tip about the Farsi speakers? The Farsi speakers in Poplar Bluff, Missouri, right? And isn't that interesting that I told you that in Poplar Bluff, that somebody got a tip that somebody they knew was in the DOD, a good guy from the old days or maybe current days or maybe he's an old guy in the current days, who knows, but somebody spotted him in Poplar Bluff. Well, Poplar Bluff, he said that he saw them in the downtown and they all were speaking Farsi or Arabic, but they had in their car, because he went and looked down in, brochures from this local plant, maybe a packing plant or a factory or a poultry factory or poultry plant or something. I don't know what it is. I'd have to look it up, but I haven't done that. But they had brochures from that, and it's known to be a plant outside of Poplar Bluff that may or allegedly might hire illegal aliens, okay? So consequently, I said, you know, hey, you better watch out this down there because I know that in that area of Poplar Bluff, they built the big high lines years ago, the Iron Giants or the Steel Giants, where they're bringing in the big power lines as they've come across the Mississippi, you see, and are coming west, all right, in southern Missouri, and they're going west from across Mississippi or vice versa. It's part of the power grid. So I said, these guys might be down there to take out those Iron Giants. Well, it's kind of interesting. It's because, I believe, what, last night or Wednesday night, near Williamsville, Missouri, which is pretty close to Poplar Bluff, a 3.7 magnitude quake. And it's located about 160 miles north of Memphis. And that's right in that area of the, not far from the New Madrid Fault. And then also that the same time, there was a one in south central Kansas and one in Oklahoma at the same time that were in the threes, because those faults all lead into that area. Now, what's interesting is that the technique or the, the protocol or the way they do things or the way they work, the Russians use gray terror. They hire people. Okay, the Red Chinese could do it too, or anybody could do it. They hire people or terrorists, proxies, to do certain things, to do the terrorist activity. Or in this case, maybe they're able to utilize some kind of a device to create boom, 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 a thumper of some sort to create the frequency to go down there and start the fault off. Or they could be targeting it and then calling in the electromagnetic pulse from the Russians or the Red Chinese or the Luciferians in the top slots of the U.S. military, the top slots of U.S. intelligence, top slots of the U.S. government. And that would include all three branches, okay? Because at this period of time, you see, is the time of the New World Order, you see. The Novus Ordo Seclorum. We have real things going on as we're in this atmospheric, or when this world where we're moving into a time frame where there's energy coming down from space, from the sun, and also from the center of the Milky Way. And then we're also at a time period probably where the 10th planet or Nibiru or Planet X is starting to come in closer into this planet and causing gravitational changes and things. It is said that when you read Zechariah Sitchin's books, and they talk about when Enki and Enlil, the two half-brothers that were in charge of this planet, when their father Anu, or Anu, which is interesting, on the dollar bill it says Anuit Coeptus, right? Anuit, it's A-N-U-I-T, but Anu is A-N-U, Anuit Coeptus, okay? Novus Ordo Seclorum, you see? So that's an interesting little thing, a tidbit. But the fact is that when you've got these guys, and when they talk about when Anu and his wife visited Earth for the first time after Enki and Enlil had built up certain cities, you know, and in the Mesopotamia, different places, you know, Sumer, ancient Sumer, and also down in the Abzu, in Africa, southern Africa, where the gold mines and the diamond mines were, and in the Indus Valley, okay, and various places, you know, South America and along the planet. But when they first come, it's the Indus Valley, it's Sumer, and it's the Abzu, South Africa, and that kind of stuff. So consequently, when Anu comes, it is a time, and they talk about it in there, in the ancient Sumerian clay tablets. They talk about it being a time of great earthquakes and volcanoes popping and all kind of wild stuff. So that is a time when also you can have those who are knowledgeable in the pentagram. They talk about the Sumerians. They talk about all of that. When you have that and the New World Order, the 360 degrees of greater, you know, Luciferian stemming from the 33 degrees on up in the High Masonic and on up into the whole deal. So they know and have information about it. You have the Antarctic scenarios and the Arctic scenarios. And that's another thing. If you've never read Brother Quayle's book, Beneath the Ice, where he's talking about the Nazis, how the Nazis won the world, and it really won World War II. I've been rereading that and going back and rereading it page by page. That is one of the best books you'd ever want to see or read. I'm telling you, order stuff from Brother Quail. Go to stevequail.com, click on the books, ask for any special they might have, but get the Giants books. Get the, the Beneath the Ice book. Get Xenogenesis, you know, all the different things. Get Terminator, The End of Man is Near, Aliens, Fallen Angels. You know, get The Weather Wars. You want to see what it's all going? Get Steve's book, The Weather Wars. Team it up with his, really nice video or DVD coming out, or watch it on Vimeo, V-I-M-E-O, right now. You can click on it and subscribe to it. So, but isn't this interesting? I find Poplar Bluff is like a key target for a quake. And then we find also these guys allegedly speaking Farsi and Arabic who could look, they're Middle Eastern, but they could look like Mexicans or Guatemalans and all of that if they want to. And they speak Spanish probably. So they're going to be living there. Well, they were followed. They were followed by the good guys. All right. And they made moves to like shake tails. They didn't know he was there, but they did their crisscross and turn left, that kind of stuff. All the different things to throw a tail off. He was able to perhaps track them in another way. But let's say that he followed them and they didn't know he was there. He saw him go down an old country road out to an old farmhouse way out in the boondocks. So if you're sitting out there and you had a thumper, nobody'd know it. You could have a whole electromagnetic weapon system out there. You could have drones, specialist drones out there. And incidentally, I know somebody in Ohio that all of a sudden, one time he's looked up and he lived in a condo, and this guy's up here in a condo with all kind of antennae and stuff and different things, and then he sees him with stuff, and he says, "Well, you're making a drone, aren't you?" "Oh, no, this wasn't a little drone." He said, "Well, you got all them antennas." "Oh, I just listened to Iranian TV." Right. Well, let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. There are so many snakes in the grass, so many infiltrators, so many Muslims, so many red Chinese, all the Russians that Obama hired, plus all the other ones that were already here. And then for generations, what they call in the old days illegals, who were totally under the radar, from GRU and some KGB, but mostly GRU. So I'm going to say this to you, that Pink Jockstrap Millie and all of his crowd and the big hulkabulk, SecDef, Austin, who could be a hybrid, an alien and, a hybrid, perhaps. That's what a rumor was, allegedly. Somebody considered that as a possibility. I don't know, but allegedly that could be true. So what I'm just trying to say to you is I think this thing is going to go wild weasel even more, and it's starting to go there, and I've been telling you to get ready for it and promised, that if you'll repent of your sins and ask Lord Jesus to come into your heart to be your Savior, then if anything happens to you, you're going to have everlasting life with him in heaven. And that's the best deal. That is the best deal in town. You're out there. You got a lot of bases, maybe. Maybe you weren't the best guy. Or maybe it was just warfare, And that's the way it is. And that is the way it is. Well, then you've got Lord Jesus. He's going to start to wash you clean. If you repent of your sins to Jesus and ask him to come into your heart, that's going to be the best way you're going to ever hope to survive at all. Because it's going to be by the blood of Jesus that you're going to be saved, and not by any political party, not by any personality. It's going to be by the blood of Jesus. Lord Jesus, will you go right now? And people, pray with me. Lord Jesus, will you go to our brother, Steve Quail? Lord, will you go to him right now as we speak? Will you lay your hands on him right now from above, Lord, and will you touch him? Will you generate all the energy and all the power and give him a mighty anointing, Lord, and give him, give Lord, give Brother Steve Quayle medical miracles right now so that he feels it and feels the power of it, and that you're starting to restore him back to full health and complete function. Although I'll tell you what, Brother Quayle is a trooper, and he's doing real good. He's doing real good, and he's doing his podcast again, and he's doing his alerts, and he's still in the fight. And don't ever forget about him, because I'm going to tell you what, Brother Quayle has done so much in all these years to awaken everybody and to make it okay for old people like me to come back to Lord Jesus years ago, come back to him, and to then have an opportunity for 17, almost 18 years going on now, to talk to you guys out there and to be in fellowship with you on emails and that kind of stuff. I'll tell you what, Lord Jesus, restore Brother Quayle. Heal him. Give him the medical miracles right now, Lord Jesus. In your name I pray, Lord Jesus. And I will tell you, Brother Quayle mentioned somebody in Kalispell. Lord Jesus, there is some of your believers in Kalispell. And the gentleman went into the hospital and he with respiratory problems. He had aneurysms. And I'm starting to see this in a lot of people, ladies and gentlemen. I'm starting to hear about aneurysms in the brain and behind the eye and all kind of places like that. And I'm going to tell you what, Lord, will you go to this guy in Kalispell at the hospital? And he's also apparently took that remdesivir stuff allegedly, and it allegedly gave him kidney failure. Lord Jesus, will you touch him right now? Lord, will you be there for him and give him the anointing? And Lord, give him medical miracles and restore him back to more optimum health and full function. In your name I pray, Lord Jesus. And Lord Jesus, will you go to my friend down there in Florida, Mina, will you go down there to her? And Lord, will you give her medical miracles continually? And Lord, will you put it on her mind and give her peace of mind? And let her know, and give her the warning also, Lord. Give her the warning when the Cumbre Vieja may be coming. And that's another thing. Pay close attention to that. That's still on the back burner. Now it looks like we're getting New Madrid quake going in. But Lord Jesus, in your name I pray. And then out there to Jarhead and to Trey and all the different people. And to my buddy out there in old Paradise, near Paradise. My brother, I pray that the Lord Jesus will give you a medical miracle with respect to your Lyme disease, that he'll restore you fully back to health. And to B and E of B, Lord, will you give B and will you give E both medical miracles to bring them up to optimum health and full function? Lord, there's so many people that have needs, so many of them out there. And Lord, I'll tell you, the brother, my brother in upstate New York, Lord, will you go to him? And you've already given him miracles already. But will you give him another miracle, Lord? And will you fully restore him to health? In your name I pray. And the old Mars Hill gang, the leader of the Mars Hill gang, Lord Jesus, will you give him medical miracles and restore him back to health? I think he's doing better and all right. Also to the Nut House, Lord Jesus, you know of the situation in the Nut House. Will you continue to give medical miracles there? And Lord Jesus, in your name I pray. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you, if they start to release the smallpox, and you see also, as well as the smallpox, they now are playing with a booster shot, quote unquote, a booster shot for Ebola. They already have the Ebola vaccine that's already been cleared by the FDA. Now they're going for the booster of Ebola, right? And then these boosters on the COVID, the Spikevax boosters, got more stuff and dirty stuff from the kitchen sink and those. So we have shot one, shot two, now we got booster one, booster two, et cetera, coming down the line. And then you never know. You never know, allegedly never know what might be in the dadgum, because they're pushing now the flu vax. And this vax and that vax and Shingrix and Guardi and this one and that one and the other one. Now they're working on monkeypox, and we have a case of, oh, monkeypox in where? Maryland, right? And, well, maybe they could combine that. Or maybe, you know, they have the Ebola pox and the different. Maybe they could get all this stuff together, you see. All I'm telling you is, if you do not have it, you probably should go to the next level besides the mask, okay? And what I've told you in the past, you're going to need eventually in this country, Tyvek F suits or better. With the booties and the hood, you're going to need military grade gas masks. With like the M95 gas mask, and then the M95 filters or the other different ones. And you can go look online. Do not get the surplus stuff. Get something brand new that has a full NBC or C-burn rating on the filter and get extra filters. I've also told you in the past, you may need to get these for your pets. They have positive pressure systems that you can do for humans and make a room with positive pressure where it pushes everything from out from coming in. Keeps it totally out of the room where you've got a room with oxygen or whatever in there and you're pushing out all the other stuff. So nothing bad comes in. But they've got those for dogs and cats, and maybe you can build a room for a horse or a cow or whatever it is you've got. But you need to start thinking that way, because this onslaught is not going to stop. And these people who are at the top slots of the Luciferian chessboard working for Lucy himself, those in the high-level banking, those in the high-level religious, those in the high-level secret societies, those in the high levels of government and the military and this one and that one and the intelligence other one, the EEEIEIOs, these Luciferian scum, they're trying to kill on behalf of Lord, not Lord Jesus, but on behalf of Lucifer. They're trying to kill about 7 billion people and have no more than 500 million on planet Earth in perpetuity and harmony. That's the Georgia Guidestones. The banker was paid the big money, allegedly by a Rosicrucian. But that could be could have been a Rosicrucian ruse. I do not know. But I'm just trying to say to you, this thing ain't done. We got hypersonic missiles. Brother Quayle and his thing talks about that. I think I talked to you about a week ago on air how I said that in they were in Germany, they were supposedly were putting in our hypersonics, but like Brother Quayle said in his thing today, Q-Files 2.0, Brother Quayle said, hey, nobody checked the date. They said they're not going to be ready till 2023, and that's true. I told you that last week. So I think that somebody needs to look in Poplar Bluff for these guys that had the black credit card allegedly with the red stripe on it. Although they may have ditched those and got them some new, you know. Black credit cards are usually the ones that you have an unlimited amount of charge, okay? And it's not the gold or platinum. They have the black card. So anyway, are somebody down there spotting people and targeting? Are they using thumpers or some kind of electromagnetic means from their quote-unquote farm house way out in the boondocks outside of Poplar Bluff? Well, maybe if you're a good guy, you go start to look around down there and you ask around the gas stations, you know? Go to the gas station owned by the Pakistanis, okay? Or go to the motel or this one or that one, or go to this store or that store. They like to buy big fancy knives, and they like to buy their guns and all that stuff too. So go check those out. What a nice town. Poplar Bluff is a nice, cool town, but that big high line out there that they built back in the 60s, okay, that's a big power transmission lines. They could take those out and create, and that would be one of the possibly key spots to take out to crash the power grid. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, If you don't have propane, I talked to somebody who was getting delivery of a big propane tank out in the country. And he ordered his early, and he went ahead and paid him. But he paid the guy in full, and the guy's just not delivering him. So he gave him a good, big, nice tank. But apparently there's being a shortage of the big tanks right now. You might be able to get propane at a high cost, but the big tanks, there's a shortage of the tanks, just like there's a shortage of the fertilizer. So what is Joe Biden doing? And isn't it interesting, all right? Isn't it interesting that he goes, that Red China Joe goes to the GM facility to look at the $100,000 or whatever it is, a Hummer electric truck, right? And he goes there to drive it and peels out and all that. And in the midst of that, the CEO, the one, what's her name, Barna, she's the CEO or the chairman of the board of General Motors, the head dog in General Motors, and she's there hosting him. And in the midst of all of that, Joe Biden, old Red China Joe, tells her that he's going to come after her to make her pay and General Motors pay their fair share. And that's somewhere where he's trying to get them to go onto his side to build all these trucks and to get rid of the oil companies. Now, I'm going to tell you what, I still haven't heard but from a two or three out of Texas or Oklahoma or Kansas or anywhere where you got oil, or California. There's a lot of oil. Pennsylvania, Ohio, the natural gas, the Balkans, Montana, North Dakota. We have not heard enough loud screaming in the Congress or on TV about this guy and how they're going to destroy the entire oil and natural gas business in the United States. These people, these Luciferian scumbags, these communist Luciferians at the top, they want you to give them all their money and to get rid of your bank account. They want you to be under the FBI secret police and surveilled by them and the NSA and the Red Chinese Google, you know? Allegedly, and what they want to do is institute a killing machine, and if you make any kind of a deviation from worshiping Lucifer or kissing the Red Chinese or Russian butt, then you're going to be taken down. They're going to cut your head off, drain your juices, and make Soylent Green for those that remain. But oh, they, in the first place, they want to make you get rid of your cars. And if you're unvaxxed, you probably won't be able to get your driver's license renewed, all right? If you're unvaxxed, you won't be able to get medical treatment, you see. Because they got the death panels. If you're over a certain age, and you're not in perfect health, you see, then you're going to get, the death panel is not going to allow you to get the new heart or the new kidney or the this or that or to get the special treatment. Oh, they'll give you something to manage your pain and probably kick some fentanyl in there. Oh, oops, they just took more than the pinhead and then they're gone now. 100,000 people, the Red Chinese with the fentanyl killed last year. Allegedly. And then we've got the FBI, in spite of the Attorney General, the goofball little fairy. This guy is telling you this, that, and the other, and apparently lied to Congress. Either lied, or he's too stupid to even know what's going on in his own agency. But right after he tells them that the FBI is not doing anything, well, I guess this Wednesday, past Wednesday in Colorado, they SWAT teamed a woman and her kids in her house, and she's homeschooling them, But she's got one of these school things on a website about a school mom. Sharona, I believe is her name. And they busted in there and took her down and searched the whole thing. Put him in handcuffs, threw him to the ground, dragged the girl, the daughter up the stairs, and everybody's at gunpoint, and the whole nine yards. And this attorney general says, I can't conceive of a thing where the FBI would even consider, you know, having a parent, Well, let me tell you something. Don't ever cooperate with any of the FBI or any of them anymore. Don't cooperate. You get you an attorney, demand an attorney, and I'm going to tell you what. You can also read what I bought at Thomas Jefferson's house, Monticello, you see. You can also read the Declaration of Independence, the thing that created this country. All right? But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. I'm reading out of the Declaration of Independence. This is how this nation started. So I'm going to tell you what. You don't want to go into anybody's Luciferian night without a fight, let me tell you. Ladies and gentlemen, you keep old Hawk on the air, and I hope you do. And you can reach me, RadioHawk777 at Hotmail.com for an email. I don't do telephone and I don't do personal visits, all right? But I'm just trying to tell you. You can also reach me by mail. Anything is most needed and welcome. Federal Reserve notes, a silver dime, silver dollar, silver quarter, silver half, a bit of gold, whatever it might be, or a check. Just make the check out to Hawk, H-A-W-K. And you can send it all to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965. West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. May Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. You can also send me a nice card, say hello, write me a letter, whatever it is. Sometimes I can answer, but if you include your email, I could probably come closer to responding that way. Make sure you print it in big, big letters so an old man can see it, you know? I don't have to have the squinty eyeglasses to look at it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're looking forward to see if we see any of the red Chinese loony Google balloons. But, you know, since they apparently, under Biden, Joe Beijing, or Red China Joe, they put those balloons under the charge of an off-the-shelf corporation or company, allegedly in South Dakota. All right? So what's going on there is the fact that they probably no longer have to squawk or use their transponder to show where they're at, because they're now under the secret jeep world, and they could just give a transmission, you see, and shoot it down to the local, wherever they're in, the tower with the radar, flight control people in a certain area. All right, and let them know, so-and-so secret jeep is flying through, bup, 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 at such and such altitude. Clear the path. Oh, ladies and gentlemen. Brother Quayle said, it's like we're watching the end of the world in a movie. And to a certain degree it is. And I'm going to tell you, all the things I don't know how many people recently have told me, says, you know, Hawk, you told me about this stuff 15 years ago or 20 years ago or 3 years ago or 5 years ago, whatever. You said it's going to happen. And now I'm seeing everything. I had a doctor tell me, you know, this must be the way like it was in Nazi Germany. You know, as they were starting to take over. And he said, if I couldn't see it and see these things with my own eyes, he said, I wouldn't believe it. It would be like a movie or something. I said, yeah, but it's happening, ain't it? So I'm going to tell you what, regardless of where you, what you know how to do, regardless of your health or whatever, I'm going to tell you, if you repent of your sins to Lord Jesus and ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior, if you're to lose your life, you'll have everlasting life with him in heaven. But also, while you're here, you might say, Lord, where do you want me to stand in the line against evil? Or, Lord, where can I take my family for the true sanctuary? He might say, stay right where you are, because I got you covered. And you can also go right down outside on your street, because when it starts to come, that's where I want you to stand. Or he might say, oh, I want you to go to the mountains. Or, oh, I want you to go to the Ozarks. Or, oh, I want you to go to the Upper Peninsula, Michigan. Or, oh, I might want you to go into Idaho or Montana or wherever it might be. But he could just as easily say, I want you to stay in Wattier or Keokuk or Dunlap, you know, or Beatrice, Nebraska, you know. He might just say, I want you to stay right there, because when it all comes down, the fight against the evil will be in your locale. And I still think we're probably going to see the sea in perplexity, the waves and wind roaring. I read that to you before. I think they'll probably still do Cumbrae. I think they'll probably do the New Madrid. I think they'll probably do the San Andreas and other faults in the West Coast. Think you'll see that start to go down. The water wars, as Brother Quayle has talked about, the mega drought. If you don't get mega drought and show that, get an extra copy or two of it. Give that to somebody that, you know, give it to your preacher. Give it to the local library. Let them see it. Give it to somebody, your next door neighbor. But don't give it to these suckers who don't believe. Give it to somebody who has ears to hear and eyes to see, and let them pass it on. And again, Megadrop by Brother Steve Quayle. Incredible movie. Incredible. But get some of Steve's books. Give them as Christmas gifts, just like you're going to give, you know, a case of chunky soup. Or like you're going to give a K-bar knife. Or you're going to get warm wool socks, you know. Or you're going to get a long-handled underwear. Get something that wicks. Don't get the old drawers with the old red flap in the back. Better get some military stuff or some silk ones that will wick away the moisture. But you'd better get some of that. Lord Jesus tells you in Matthew 25 to get prepared. Do you have your lamp and your lamp oil? That's what he mentions in the wicks. If you don't, then you should go out and get a Dietz lantern, or you should get one of those Petromax lanterns. Petromax will run on lamp oil, kerosene, or even, I think, unleaded gasoline outdoors. But I like the actual lamp oil, and I like the Dietz lanterns. And what you need to do is you get your big couple Dietz lanterns, maybe, or two or three or four. And you look at the fill time and how much time, if you got a full fill, how long they'll run. Get some extra wicks. Get an extra globe or two, three or four. Get one extra of everything for them. And put it somewhere where it won't get broken. And then figure out the run time of each day, how long it would run for how many hours a night. Then figure out how many hours of night you need of light. And you might need it, because the sun may not shine if the volcano ash goes up, or if something else happens, and you got two or three days of darkness, don't you know? Or maybe you got volcanic ash for 3 months or 6 months. So I'm going to tell you, how many hours a night do you feel you need the lantern light? And then you calculate how much lamp oil you're going to need for 6 months or a year. And then I would say if you could get it and you have the money to get it, and a lot of people have money in their accounts, but you're going to watch it go down the tube on the stock market or bond market or whatever, something like that, maybe you should draw some out now and put a year, 2-3 years of food in your basement up on pallets, you know. Cool, dry place. Whatever you can get, stored under your bed, stored in the closet. Cool, dry place. Store your water. But I'm going to tell you, you got to get ready. You got to get ready. Get you a list. Holly Dale's got a great list, Dare to Prepare. Other book, No Such Thing as Doomsday, got all kind of lists. NitroPack.com or whatever it is, has all kind of lists. Go up to Holly Dale, go up to Stan Dale's website, standale.com, and they have the old material of Holly's food lists, medical and first aid lists, general supply lists, tool lists, all kind of stuff like that. And that's up there for free at Holly's Space in standale.com, or order their Dare to Prepare book. Incredible information. Incredible. All I can do is tell you what I'm telling you and urge you to do it. And so many of you have done as much as you can. And that's the thing. If you don't have any money to do it, you say, Lord Jesus, pray, and you say, Lord Jesus, will you send somebody to me to assist me? I do not have the money to prepare with food or to put back extra food, more than a can or two, perhaps, Lord. Extra can or two of chunky soup or Progresso soup. But Lord Jesus, can you help me with the other things? I'm willing to work and to help somebody do work at their house if they will help me to prepare. And say, Lord Jesus, will you send this person? Will you hit me over the head with the information? Will you make sure that I know it's the right one and that you can just tell me, give me the sign and tell me who it's going to be or what they're going to look like or the words they're going to say, and let me know, Lord. And I'll tell you what, if you go to John 14 and he tells you, if you ask in my name, I will do it. But he says, keep my commandments, right? Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you see all the things they're working on, they're going to get rid of the oil and natural gas industry. They're going to get rid of the banks, okay? Going to get rid of the currency. It'll be digital. They're going to get rid of the food. They're not making fertilizer for next year. And the seeds and for the replants and the winter wheats and stuff, I'm hearing there's shortages of that. And then even if you put it in, a lot of places don't have any water, not enough water. And other places got way too much. But you might want to consider also the book, Alcohol Can Be a Gas Too. Alcohol Can Be a Gas Too. That's by Bloom, B-L-U-M. I had to see if I could maybe get him on and interview him, or just have him on, talk about his stuff, permaculture and the alcohol. What he's basically telling you is you can get a still, and he tells you the way to do it and the way to make it, and that you can even do it and then just apply for the permit to use it. And they said if you mix it with a little bit of gasoline, then it's okay for your personal use in the rural areas or the farm or whatever, or your bug out spot. I saw on the Moonshiner Show with Tim out there in Virginia, who has the Climax Moonshine stuff, and they now are all legal and everything. Well, him and this guy were making gasohol. They made 190 proof, which ain't that easy to do. They made 190 proof. They took like a 150 proof and ran it through again, but they got 190 proof, highly flammable, but it would not run in the mini bike. And I've seen alcohol trying to run something on straight alcohol on a mini bike before. But if you got a little gasoline you mixed in it, it worked just fine. They had an old tractor on there the other night. And they put it in the old tractor, and Tim's partner, the guy who's got the distillery there, he gets on the tractor and says, oh, we haven't even started in a year. And he fired that thing right up, kaboom, and it took off down the road because it had extra pep with the alcohol. Well, I'm going to tell you what, the moonshiners and all the bootleggers and everything, they ran those cars on the alcohol back in the day, back during Prohibition. So you might think about that. And then what Brother Quayle is saying, he also talks about, he talked about the gentleman in Kalispell who's a believer and who knows Steve and everything up there. There's a lot of people that are starting to get sick. He's getting these weird coughs and pneumonias and different stuff. And I'm going to tell you, you got viral things, you got all kind of stuff. And I'm not here to practice medicine, but I'm going to tell you, there's a number of people that take things prophylactically, preventatively. Like I've always taken colloidal silver, or now the meso silver, made by Purist Colloids. You can click at stevequayle.com. Click on the meso silver. You tell them when you go up there, you tell them Old Hawk sent you off of Steve's site. Because if you take it daily, plus the D3 allegedly, and the zinc allegedly, and a multiple vitamin, and you also take, in my case, I always take the stuff, the oregano capsules made by Dr. Cass Ingram, who found that when he researched it, he was dying of a virus that allegedly that the boys in Rochester, Minnesota couldn't cure. And they told him, and he was a doctor from Buffalo Grove, Illinois, near Long Grove. And Long Grove is a real cute little village where they got Christmas Village and that stuff there. Well, anyway, you better get some of the stuff and keep taking it. Get on the protocols, and whatever you believe will help cure viruses, bacteria, and parasites. Don't go into their misery and not apply any stuff. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your family, for your property. Fandango Rangers, I know you're good. Mighty men and women of valor, use your hide and check and strike. Blow! Baby. General McCormick's got a pistol. Damn, God. Road and track. Hello. Say hi to your daddy.